Michael O'Hanlon is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution here in Washington. He's an expert on military affairs and a frequent guest on Weekend Edition. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you, Sheila.
American forces under tremendous pressure in Iraq. Are there enough of them there to deal with the situation?
Well, there's certainly enough to do these big raids of the type we're now preparing in Fallujah and carried out on a smaller scale recently in Samarra. I don't think there's any doubt about that. We can certainly do what we need to do. The question in those raids is more, do we have a good enough intelligence to actually attack a lot of these insurgents successfully, and can we do more good than harm by avoiding major civilian casualties? So on those raids, I think the answer is yes, we clearly have enough troops. In the broader issue of policing Iraq and restoring stability, clearly over the last 18 months, there are times we have not had enough troops to do things like protect borders, protect ammunition depots, restore stability quickly after the invasion. At this point, however, I'm concerned that if we added more troops, it would reinforce the perception of an occupying America that is not there to help the Iraqis, but is there for its own purposes, to establish permanent bases, to get favorable terms for Iraqi oil. In other words, reinforcing all the conspiracy theories and all the misperceptions that are so prevalent among Iraqis today and that are helping insurgents recruit. So even though in one sense we maybe need more troops in a technical way, I'm not sure we have the political luxury anymore in the context of current Iraq.
What's the solution to that?
The solution is to train the Iraqi security forces, and I think that is the core of our exit strategy. We're not going to be able to win this war, in my judgment, during our stay. We're going to have to increasingly hope that the Iraqis can win this over a longer time period, more and more on their own. The problem, of course, is that we feel we have to do these raids in places like Fallujah right now, well before the Iraqi security forces can do anything close to their fair share. And frankly, I'm not sure that's the right judgment, but it's one that we certainly seem to have made. And I'm afraid, therefore, that for better or worse, we're going to have to take our chances and do these sorts of raids before the Iraqis can really do their fair share. We have to hope that they can at least do the policing after the big raids are done, but I'm not sure they're even up to that task.
There seem to be quite a few actions that some think are related to the staging for Fallujah that are taking out Iraqi security forces. Is the assault on the expected assault on Fallujah counterproductive to what you see as the long-term solution?
Well, it's a situation where we have no good option, Sheila, because if we wait, Fallujah continues to be the sanctuary for the insurgents to operate throughout the country. If we go in too soon, however, we have all the problems we had in April, where the Iraqi people see this outside military power going in and attacking their populations, damaging their mosques, hurting their innocent civilians, and they don't necessarily trust our motives or our good intentions anymore. So you can create more anger and therefore the basis for more insurgents to be recruited. So frankly, we just don't have a great choice here, and I think it is a little bit presumptuous of me from this distance to be sure that I could see which option would be better. But I'm very nervous about the idea that now is the right time for the raid. I am not sure that's really the case because, again, we're going to have to do 80 or 90% of the fighting, and that's going to create a certain perception that is already too prevalent inside Iraq today, that somehow we are the ones who called the shots, that Prime Minister Alawi is just our puppet, that we want to be there for the long haul, we want Iraqi oil on our own terms. These kinds of perceptions are being reinforced by our presence, and I'm afraid they could be reinforced further by the kind of raid we have coming up. Alas, we may not have much choice.
Michael O'Hanlon is senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He specializes in military matters. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Sheila.